I hope you don't mind me drinking out of my canteen some water, so.
You know, water, whiskey, whatever gets you through the show.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast, Rand Partners Edition.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Stenziano, host of the Rand Partners Podcast, your quick hit for Multifamily Education Weekly. Today, I'm joined with Mr. Rand Partners himself, the D-Dog, Dylan Marmer. Dylan, how's it going?
Always making it happen, Jake.
Always making it happen, big man. Today's guest is Whitney Ward. Whitney is a multifamily and new development broker with KW in Atlanta. She specializes in deal analysis and underwriting. So without further ado, Whitney, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jake. Hey, Dylan. Thanks for having me.
Come.
It's our pleasure. So tell us, how did you get involved in the multifamily space?
It started really just being around investors and always being interested in the cash flow perspective of multifamily. Knowing from the start when I got my license, I wanted to be more on the investment side. I started more on the smaller residential multifamily. So, you know, you're duped up to a quadplex. And then built my portfolio and resume to meet multifamily investors. So I like the economy of scales in multifamily, and it was definitely the path that I would prefer to be in. So that's sort of the quick hit of how I got into multifamily.
So how hot is the Atlanta market? We've looked at a few deals down there, and we haven't been able to break through on that one yet. Give us a little perspective on what you see happening in the market.
I mean, it's crazy. Honestly, I mean, you're having investors from all over the nation coming out, particularly in California. I see a lot of those investors in New York. And I mean, you know, for the market here, there's a lot of people investing here that complain about price points, but we're still relatively low compared to other markets. So, I mean, it's hot. I mean, you have population growth, job growth is insane. So it's definitely a market. If you can find the right asset, you're gonna do well in the multifamily space.
So what does a buyer or an investor have to do in order to separate themselves from the pack? Because that's the challenge right now, is it's trying to find something of value on the front end. So how do you see folks doing that?
Well, I mean, it just depends. You know, if you're a newer investor, I would suggest really just engulfing in education. You know, join Jake and Gino's educational platform, or, you know, start reading, start meeting brokers, start meeting lenders. You need to understand what asset class you're looking at, you know, what areas you want to be in, what type of debt that asset's going to take. And then, you know, you want to start then networking with brokers and start building those relationships. I mean, the more you understand multifamily, the more confident the broker will be about you submitting an offer on a potential deal they have.
That's good.
Very good. So we talked on Atlanta. I want to start there. And of course, you're very familiar. I'd say you're an expert with market knowledge in the Atlanta market. So I want to start off and just touch on what is the big draw to Atlanta? What are the major employers, and what do you see as the path of progress in Atlanta right now?
Sure. So, I mean, you have so many development projects and initiatives going on. We got the airport, the South Atlanta area. I mean, it's just a crazy airtropolis is what they're calling it. And they're just building a lot of live, work, play areas. And surrounded by there are, you know, different job opportunities, population growth. Like I said earlier, I mean, we were the second largest city last year in population growth. So, I mean, just, you know, when you have people moving, you need places for them to live. So you have that. And then you have, you know, like I said, job growth and job opportunities. I mean, we led the nation, we were in the top five in job growth opportunities and job price increases, so wage increases. So, I mean, we're leading the nation in that, and I don't see it slowing up. Honestly, I think where we are right now, this is the best it's going to get from price perspective and stuff, and it's sure. just going to go higher.
So. Well, it's hot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like you said, you know, I think it all depends on who the investors are, right, and what their goals are. You said it, you know, pricing itself is all relative, right? If you're comparing it to, you know, a multifamily in New York or Miami, it is low, right? But if you're comparing it to, you know, where a lot of the markets that drive some more of the cash flow driven investors, then pricing right now looks high, right? So it's all relative, and it all comes back to your belief and where the market's heading and what your, you know, your investment goals are. So I think that's well said. And, you know, I like what you talked on with the live, work, play environments, right? In a few weeks from now, we're having someone on the podcast, the author from the book called Big Shifts Ahead, which is all about, you know, where we see people moving towards, right? And we know it's the apartments. We know for many people, it's also the Southeast right now. But he also talks a lot about the environments we call them like suburban living complexes, where you have the apartments next to the hotels, next to the major retail shopping centers, right? And I know from spending some time in Atlanta, there's a lot of that going on there, right? They're doing a lot of development to make it just an all-in-one, all-encompassing work environment. So when you're moving into an apartment, you're really moving into a more of a community than just simply a place to live.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, even in Atlanta, with millennials being one of the largest generations in the area, I mean, they want to live close to where they go out, where they eat, where they work. A lot of people don't want to have a long commute to work or a long commute to their friends. So it's definitely convenient to have that.
And I know you also look at other markets in Georgia. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. So if you're an investor and maybe Atlanta is not the best fit for you, what other markets throughout Georgia would you recommend looking at?
Sure. So Cobb County, you're getting one of the better school areas, low taxes. So Cobb County is definitely an area. If you can find a deal there, that you'll have, you know, some great opportunities for some returns. I like Columbus. You still can do Metro Atlanta. If it depends on your strategy. I mean, of course, if you're looking for something more stable where there might not be value add opportunity, you might look in the midtown Atlanta area, because you can count on the ability to increase rents due to all the people in the area. I also like DeKalb County, Decatur area, especially around the downtown Decatur area. So right. Those are my main, and then even South Atlanta, definitely with the developments of the Airtropolis and the projects that are going up in those areas as well. So, and you might be able to get some lower price points in those areas to bring in some value add opportunities for yourself.
Totally. Well, very well said and great description. I'd say, you know, we can definitely echo that from what we've seen in the market as a whole. And of course, on the investor side, we're running into, you know, a whole assortment of challenges, right? And we communicate that a lot of times on these podcasts day to day, you know, with either pricing or getting, you know, getting in front of the dealer, like Jake mentioned, getting the broker's attention. But of course, as a broker, you run into many unique challenges as well with where we are in the market cycle. So as a broker, what would you say are the top challenges that you face when communicating with sellers and getting them in the right place to sell?
So I mean, the biggest challenge is just getting them at a price point that's realistic to what the market is doing or what their property is actually doing. I think the idea that, you know, Atlanta's so great and job population, like all that is talk that the sellers hear as well. So, you know, they throw out price points that don't relate to what their property is performing like. And I think that would definitely be my number one challenge. Though I still tell buyers that I have networks with that, you know, if I bring you a property or a deal and it's overpriced, you know, still underwrite the deal and underwrite it to the price that works for you. Because a lot of times what needs to happen is I can tell a seller, you know, listen, that price point's ridiculous, but they have to see the offers to really sometimes believe it. So I think that's the number one biggest challenge. But I also have challenges sometimes with buyers, you know, getting a little ahead of themselves, I guess, in a sense, when you know, they've learned a little bit about the multifamily space, but they're not quite ready on how they're really going to finance a deal.
Sure.
So, you know, that's the biggest challenge when I'm getting multiple offers is really, you know, if you want to be that lead offer and get in front of the seller, you really need to have, you know, an experienced team support and definitely knowing your financing and how you're going to do a deal. Because, you know, for my deals, before I even put them out to the market, I've already figured out, had a conversation with a lender on how a deal might be financed. So I can kind of weed through, you know, offers that come on the table. So those are my two biggest challenges.
Both great challenges, right? First, on your end, it's vetting the right buyer, right? And making sure that there's truly substance behind their offer, right? Because it's not always just the highest dollar amount that wins. It's the one that has the highest certainty of executing on the offer that they're putting in front of you, right? So I'm sure that's a big part is vetting that. And I really like what you mentioned about with the sellers, because oftentimes I think the investor world can sometimes look at brokers and think brokers are the ones that are always forcing the sky high prices, right? But what is actually happening in reality more often than not is that the sellers have an expectation up here, right? And then the broker is trying to bring them back down to reality. And then, of course, the buyer is trying to bring them down a little bit less than that, if possible, right? And so it's usually this push and pull, right? And the broker actually, you know, they can really work well with both the buyer and the seller, and you know, having the intermediary definitely helps, you know, get to the agreeable price point, especially after, like you said, the seller has seen enough offers out in front of them.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And then you can identify how motivated a seller is anyway, depending on after those offers come in, they should come down, but they might not be as motivated. So you have to find out what their motivations are for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whitney, I don't think you realize this. We're actually just using this as a recruitment tool to get you on so we can get the deals from you. So that's what
this is. Are you new to the top of the list? Okay, no problem.
We're just trying to move up the list. That's all this is about. You know, give you a little exposure and maybe we'll get one sent our way. You know, just self-serving. But no, I'm just kidding. Hey, let's take a quick time out and hear from our sponsor.
Here at Rand Partners, we believe in partnering with professionals while investing into multifamily. There's a huge learning curve and a lot of time that goes into quality multi-million dollar apartment complexes. We offer the opportunity to create true passive income through partnership. Earn while you learn through our monthly webinars and detailed quarterly updates. We offer a high level of communication, transparency, and target north of a 15% average annual return on each investment. To partner with Rand through investing with us, visit randpartnersllc.com to register for our investor portal, view upcoming deals, and set up a call with our team.
All right, and we are back. So, Dylan, you have something coming from is it the IG Land or is it Facebook?
It's IG Land, right? We have a great question from one of our followers and listeners. It's C_Wilson924. He reached out with a question that both of us, I'm sure, run into all the time. I was curious if you knew of an episode, which is now going to be this episode, which reference how to approach investors or mom and pop owners that aren't interested in selling because of the capital gain tax burdens that they may face. And how should we approach that?
So, I mean, I'm a little biased. So at first, I think you need to bring in a broker because what they need-
Get an expert in there. Get out of the way.
Right.
Exactly. So what they need is, you know, some other asset or to put their gains into. So you might not have a list of properties or opportunities for them, but a broker will definitely have access to that. So I think, you know, that'll be your easiest route to go to ensure that you're able to or get an opportunity to take on that property from that mom and pop owner.
Yeah, totally agree. And, you know, for what it is, you know, it's usually the seller that's the one compensating the broker in the first place for solving the problem, right? And if the broker is able to go in there and do all that work to find the right solution, I think it goes a very, very long way. You know, there's a number of different options out there, but I'm sure the hardest part as the broker is probably finding the right option for them, because if sellers, you know, have very high expectations on their investments, then maybe going towards some of the, you know, the DST funds and things like that may not be attractive enough to get them to exit.
Exactly.
Get some fresh meat out there and get some new depreciation going for yourself. Let's keep the money flowing. You can't sit on it forever.
Exactly. So. Let's make it happen.
Woo! All right, I like that. All right, Dylan, what else we got?
That's about it. Anything else on your end?
No, let's wrap it up. You know what? Actually, Whitney, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah. So if you want to get a hold of me, my email is whitneyward@kw.com. Pretty simple. whitneyward@kw.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at the Whitney Ward. So those two are the best.
Or go out and find you at a networking event in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Right? Stay in front of everybody, right? Absolutely. Well, love it. Well, yeah, thanks again for joining us on the show today, Whitney. You know, definitely a lot of great insight here for investors. And if you're an investor looking at the Atlanta market or Georgia, you know, be sure to reach out. And thanks again to all our listeners for joining us on today's show. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover, of course, you can reach out on Instagram or go to our website, randpartnersllc.com, and go to the top, click podcast, and click on Ask Us Anything. And we will be sure to keep bringing the content to you.
And give a 5-star review or else we're coming for you. That's the bottom
That's right.
line. Whitney, really appreciate you. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.